Testament, Galatians chapter 1.
新约圣经，加拉太书第一章。
The New Testament, Galatians chapter 1.
第一节。
First one.
做使徒的保罗，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul, an apostle not sent from men nor through the agency of men, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信给加拉太的各教会。
And all the brethren who are with me to the churches of Galatia.
愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
Grace to you and peace from God of our Father to Lord Jesus Christ who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远，阿们。
To whom be the glory forevermore. Amen.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ.
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
但无论是我们，是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
But even though we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
我们已经说了。现在又说，若是人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。
For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to men.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
For I neither receive it from men, nor was I taught it, but I receive it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。
For you have heard of my former manner of life in Judaism, how I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure and try to destroy it.
我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my countrymen, being more extremely zealous for my ancestral tradition.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又神召我的神。
But when he who has set me apart, even from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace was pleased.
既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
He was pleased to reveal his son in me.That I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood.
也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去， 后又回到大马色。
Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away to Arabia and returned once more to Damascus.
过了三年，才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了十五天。
Then 3 years later, I went up to Jerusalem to become acquainted with Cephas and stay with him 15 days.
至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。
But I did not see any other of the apostles except James, the Lord's brother.
我写给你们的不是谎话，这是我在神面前说的。
Now then, what I am writing to you, I assure you before God that I am not lying.
以后我到了叙利亚和基利加境内。
Then I went into the region of Syria and Cilicia.
那是犹太信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面。
And I was still unknown by sight to the churches of Judea which was in Christ.
不过听说那从前逼迫我们的现在传扬他原先所残害的真道。
But only they kept hearing, he who once persecuted us is now preaching the faith which he once tried to destroy.
他们就为我的缘故归荣耀给神。
And they were glorifying God because of me.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们早晨感谢你，让我们一同来到你的面前。
Lord, this morning we thank you for allowing us to come together before you.
感谢你常借着饼杯把你的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Thank you for pouring down your love to us through your table of the, your bread and the cup.
感谢你常用你的爱来征服我们。
Thank you for conquering us with your love.
让我们今天不再为我们自己而活。
So today we no longer live for ourselves.
乃为那为我们死而复活的主活。
But we live for the Lord who died and rose again on our behalf.
感谢主，你赐给我们这样浩大的恩典。
Thank you for giving us such grace.
让我们今天能够天天的活在你的面前。
That we may live before you daily.
早晨我们在一同安静在你面前的时候。
This morning, as we quiet our hearts before you,
求主你借着圣灵把你的话向我们解开。
May you open up your words to us through your Holy Spirit.
主，我们心里面所求的，就让我们愿意在这里来听见你的声音。
Lord, our heart asks that we may hear your voice.
我们愿意在这里明白你的旨意。
We want to understand and know your will.
我们也愿意成为一个遵行你旨意的人。
We also want to be people who follows your will.
我们都在这里。
Lord, we're all here.
你有什么话向我们心里来说话？
Speak directly to our hearts.
主啊，我们仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we look up to your mercy.
你的同在覆庇在你教会的里面。
May your presence covers your church.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
如果主愿意我们和弟兄姊妹交通加拉太书
If the Lord is willing, I would like to share the book of Galatians with brothers and sisters.
这里面在第一节他说做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
Here in verse 1, we find Paul says that he's an apostle, not sent from man, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
当我们来读加拉太书的时候，我们发现使徒保罗在这问安的里面和其他的书信都不大一样。
When we read these letters of Galatians, we find that Paul's greetings is different than all the other letters.
好像在这里面他好像特别跟这些在加拉太的弟兄姊妹关系非常的近。
It seems as his relationship with the brothers and sisters in Galatia were very close.
当他在这里讲说他做使徒不是由于人，也不是借着人。这不是在那里好像为自己辩护什么。
When he mentioned that he is an apostle not sent from man nor through the agency of man, He was not defending for himself.
这是加拉太的弟兄姊妹他们所非常熟悉的。
But the brothers and sisters in Galatia, they're all very familiar with this fact.
他们知道使徒保罗进到他们中间，实在不是由于人。
They knew that Paul went to them not because of men.
那是圣灵特别打发他们这个使徒们到他们中间来。
But the Holy Spirit has especially sent Paul to their midst.
因为到加拉太省那个地方是很不容易的。
Because it was difficult to reach to the region of Galatia.
我们知道这个当保罗和巴拿巴头一次这个出去巡游布道的时候。
When the first time Paul and Barnabas went on to their missionary journey,
还有一位弟兄跟他们一起去的。
There was another brother who accompanied them.
那个约翰也跟他们一起去了。
John also accompanied them.
就那称呼马可的约翰也跟他们一起去了。
That was John, also known as Mark.
我们知道到了这个到了别家的那个地方。
We know that when they went to Pisga.
那么那个他们要从别家要上到比西底的安提阿。
And they need to go to Pisidia of Antioch.
这个去过的弟兄们，他们说，直到今天，那个地方还是强盗出没的地方。
The brothers who visited the region says, that is still a place where many thieves visited.
他们有警察护卫，他们坐着冷汽车，他们还生了病。
They were accompanied by police patrol, and yet. They were also riding an air-conditioned bus, but they were still all got sick.
那个路到今天来讲还是非常的艰难。
The road was still very difficult to travel.
我们看见马可看见这样的艰难，他就回去了。
And as John Mark saw such danger and difficulty,
如果是出于人，是由于人的话
，If they were sent by the agency of man,
使徒保罗他们不会进到他们中间。
Paul, it will be impossible for Paul to go to their midst.
乃是由于耶稣基督。
But it's because of Jesus Christ.
并叫他从死里复活的神。
And the God who had called him from the dead.
从死里复活的父神。
The God the Father who raised him from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道当使徒保罗在加拉太省在那里传福音的时候。
When Paul was preaching in the region of Galatia.
特别到了路斯德那个地方。
Especially when he came to Lutz.
因为他让一个瘸腿的人起来行走的缘故。
And because he has caused a lame man to walk again.
那么那里城里的那些拜偶像的祭司就把他跟这个巴拿巴当成偶像在那敬拜。
And all the priests who were in the city worshipped Paul and Barnabas as idols.
但是使徒保罗他们把自己的衣服撕破了以后跳在他们中间，我们不过就是人，跟你们一样。
But Apostle Paul ripped his own clothes and jumped to their midst and said, "We are just like you. Escape from, depart from all these falsehoods.
不要再拜这些偶像。
Do not worship these idols any longer.
你要归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生的真神。
But return to the God who created heaven and earth and all the universe.
这些人听了以后，他们觉得你们这两个人不识抬举。
And these people said that you did not return their favor.
把你们当神拜，你们还这样来责备我们。
We want to worship you as idols and as gods, yet you rebuke us.
说我们拜的都是虚的。
And you call that all that we worship are in falsehood.
他们就拿石头来砸使徒保罗。
So they turn around and stone them.
他们看见把他砸死了。
They saw that they thought that they have stoned them to death.
但是使徒保罗因着那叫死人复活的主耶稣基督。
And in the beginning, Paul, by the God who raised him from the dead.
当他这个起来的时候，又回到路斯的城里边去传福音。
When he got up, he went back into the city to preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这些在加拉太的弟兄姊妹，他们知道使徒保罗他之所以能够进到他们中间。
The brothers and sisters in Galatia know that the reason Paul can return to their midst.
之所以在他们中间，神借着他把神的教会建立起来。
It is because God had used him to build up his church.
不是由于人。
It is not by the agency of man. It is not through man.
乃是借着耶稣基督，并叫他从死里复活的父神。
But only through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
我们知道，在加拉太省里面，这些的教会是使徒保罗初结的果子。
We know that the churches in Galatia were the first fruit that Paul has brought.
也是使徒保罗心里非常宝爱的。
He also treasures them with all his heart.
哦，第二节
，verse 2。
他说和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信 给你给加拉太的各教会。
And all the brethren who are with me to the churches of Galatia.
我们知道使徒保罗他不仅在头一次巡游布道的时候神借着他把在加拉太的聚会建立起来。
We know God not only has asked Paul to build up the church in Galatia in his first missionary journey.
而且后面第二次和第三次每一次他出去他都到加拉太省去兼顾那里的弟兄姊妹。
And in each of his second and third missionary trip, he always returned there to strengthen them.
而且他去的时候是和弟兄们一起去的。
Whenever he goes to their midst, he always traveled with the brethren.
而且在他们那边还有像提摩太这样的弟兄被兴起来，他们也跟着使徒保罗一起在那里服侍神。
There were also brethren such as Timothy, who came up in their midst.
所以
also follow Paul.
加拉太这边的这些许多的聚会，他们不仅被建立，而且借着使徒保罗，神也把他们坚固起来。
In many of the assemblies in the region of Galatia, not only they were strengthened by Paul, but they were also built up in Christ Jesus.
但是这里面我们看见使徒保罗，他说他们一同给他们写信。
And but here Paul tells us that they were writing to them together.
说愿恩惠。平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然我们知道使徒保罗常常用这样的话来问安的。
We know Paul often greeted the churches with these words.
但是当使徒保罗特别给加拉太的弟兄姊妹写信的时候他特别说到平安。
But when he was writing to the brothers, brand sisters in Galatia, he especially mentioned about peace. And he mentioned about grace.
因为在加拉太这个地方我们知道曾经受到搅扰
And because we know that in the churches in Galatia were disturbed
有些这个犹太教背景的人进到他们中间来搅扰他们
There are some people with the Judaism background they came to their midst to disturb them
不仅一次的搅扰甚至两次三次的搅扰
They disturbed them not just once but twice and the third time.
开始的时候他们告诉他们说你们相信主耶稣是不够的。
In the beginning, they told him that it is not enough for you just believe in Jesus Christ.
相信主耶稣基督是很好的。
It is great that you believe in Jesus Christ.
而你们必须要遵守摩西的律法。
But you also need to obey the law of Moses.
你们必须要受割礼。
You need to receive circumcision.
你们若不先变成犹太人，你们没有办法承接从神来的祝福。
If you first do not become a Jew, then you cannot inherit the blessings from God.
这个救恩是给犹太人的。
Because this salvation is prepared for the Jews.
你们可以，神的恩典很大，可以临到外邦人的。
God's grace is immense. You will also go come to the Gentiles.
但是你们先要有割礼。
But first of all, you need to receive circumcision. You need to first become a Jew.
然后你们可以接受主耶稣，然后可以得救。
Then you can receive Jesus Christ and be saved.
我们知道那个这样的搅扰，借着在这个《使徒行传》第十五章耶路撒冷的那个聚会，就把它解决了。
We know that with such kind of disturbances, it was calmed down by the council in Jerusalem, that's found in Acts chapter 15.
看见使徒们在那里为主耶稣基督做见证。
The apostles there were testifying for Jesus Christ.
我们得救不是靠遵行律法。
Our salvation is not by obeying to the law.
单单靠主耶稣基督。
It is by Jesus Christ alone.
是单单靠神的恩典。
It is by God's grace alone.
所以这样的搅扰从他们中间好像就过去了。
And so this type of disturbances passed away from them.
按理说是应该很好的了。
And it should be very good by now.
使徒保罗后来又两次进到他们中间。
And so Paul visited them twice.
让用主的话来坚固他们。
To strengthen them with the words of God.
让他们走在属灵的道路上。
To cause them to walk on his spiritual way.
但是当他们离开的时候。
Yet when they left them.
那些犹太背景的人又进到他们中间。
And those people who with Jewish Judaism background came to their midst again.
他们告诉他们说你们这样的追求太辛苦了。
They told them that if you pursue the Lord this way, it is too difficult.
太慢了。
It is too slow.
要等着生命长大，得等了多少年以后的事情。
If you had to wait for your life to grow into maturity, you had to wait for so many years.
你们不是盼望生命长大吗？
Don't you want your life to grow?
我告诉你们，有非常 简单的办法。
Let me tell you a very simple method.
这里有个福音的。
Here I have a glad tidings.
你们信主的时候靠主耶稣基督。
You believed in Jesus Christ.
但如果你们达到成全的话，你们被成全的话。
But if you want to become perfect.
如果你的属灵上能达到完全的地步。
If you want to come into perfection.
这里有个福音的。
Here I have a glad tidings for you.
你们就受割礼就可以了。
You just need to receive circumcision.
你们就守摩西的律法就可以了。
To obey the law of Moses.
这不是我们这个随便说的。
We don't just say this carelessly.
摩西的律法是出乎神的。
The law of Moses came from God.
主耶稣在地上的时候说他来不是要废掉律法。
Jesus said that when he was on the earth that he did not come to forfeit the law.
如果主都不废掉律法。
If even Jesus will not annul the law,
保罗算什么？
Then who is Paul?
保罗让你们不遵守这些的律法规条。
Paul says you no longer need to obey the traditions of the law.
他恐怕不是主耶稣所打发来的。
Maybe he was not sent by
Jesus. 他的教训怎么和主耶稣不一样啊？
Why is it that his teachings are different than that of Jesus?
主说了，他来不是要废掉律法。
The Lord himself has said he did not come to forfeit the law.
你们明白了吗？
Do you understand?
现在有一个非常快速这个成圣的办法。
Now there is a speedier way for you to come into perfection.
你们守割礼。
Just receive circumcision.
你们守律法。
Just be obedient to the law.
你们很快就属灵了。
Then quickly you will become spiritual.
你们很快就被成全了。
Quickly you will become perfect.
让这样的消息传到使徒保罗的时候。
When such news reached the ears of Paul.
使徒保罗里面是何等的难过的。
And Paul was so grieved in his heart.
我们读这卷书信，我们知道，我们读的时候，我们都觉着非常的沉重。
When we read this letter, we felt the weight of this letter.
我们读的时候，我们觉着这卷书里面所用的词是非常非常严厉的。
We find the words are very stern in this letter.
他说咒诅。
He says accursed.
弟兄姊妹，我们在聚会当中有谁在这里随便说咒诅？
Friend, sister, who can just carelessly use such word accursed?
弟兄姊妹，如果有一个人在那整天说咒诅的话，这个人会属灵吗？
If a person who often used the word accursed, can he be spiritual?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见使徒保罗里面的感觉是何等的重呢？
We see that his feeling in his heart is so heavy.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他说，基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己。要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us out of this present evil age, according to the will of God and Father.
这里面没有说他救我们脱离罪的刑罚。
Here he did not say that he would deliver us out of the punishment of sin.
他也没有说脱离罪的权势。
He did not mention that he would deliver us out of the reign of sin.
他特别提到一件事。说到他救我们脱离这罪恶的时代
He mentioned that Jesus Christ shall deliver us out of this present evil age.
什么叫做罪恶的时代？
What is this evil age?
弟兄姊妹，这罪恶的时代的特点是什么？
What is the characteristics of this evil age?
这罪恶的时代的这个最突出的特点就是远离父神的旨意。
And the characteristics ofThis evil age is to depart from the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在得救以前，我们根本谈不上遵行神的旨意。
But sister, before we are saved, we cannot even mention about the will of God.
我们根本就活在世上，没有指望，没有神。
We live in a life without God, without His will.
我们完全死在罪恶过犯中的一般人。
We are people who are dead in our sin and in our transgressions.
我们根本就不晓得神的旨意。
We do not know anything about God's will.
但是今天我们得救了。
But today we are saved.
今天这里使徒保罗说主耶稣基督他为我们的罪舍己。
And today, Paul tells us that Jesus Christ has given up his life for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救的目的是什么呢？
Brother and sister, what is the purpose of our salvation?
我们蒙恩得救的目的乃是让我们成为一般遵行父神旨意的一般人。
The purpose of our salvation is for us to become people who are obedient to the will of the Father.
这一个邪恶的时代一直在那里远离神的旨意。
And this evil age continually to distance themselves from the will of God the Father.
当然，这一个不信的世界是远离神的旨意。
Of course, this unbelieving world do not believe in the will of God.
就是在信主的人当中。
Even among the believers.
在这个宗教的世界的里面。
Even in this religious world.
一直在那里远离神的父神的旨意。
These people continue to distance themselves from the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这封书信是写给在加拿大的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, we know that this letter is written to the brothers and sisters in Galatia.
他讲的话非常的重。
He used very strong words.
我觉得这样重的话语，如果说在这个在哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹，我觉得是比较合适一点。
I think it's more appropriate for you such stern words to write to the brothers and sisters in Corinth.
因为在哥林多教会弟兄姊妹，他们虽然蒙恩得救了。
And because brothers and sisters at Corinth, even though they are saved,
但是他们实在是在基督里是做婴孩的。
And but they were still babes in Christ.
他们的行事为人好像是人一样。
Their works and their deeds are just like the people of this world.
他们不大关心神的旨意。
They don't care about the will of God.
他们圣经上特别说到，他们是这个是靠倚靠基督，却是这个只在今生有指望的一般人。
The Bible tells us that they live by Christ, but they only have hope in this world.
他们所求的都是地上的事。
They pursue everything of this world.
他们所求都是眼睛能看得见的事。
They only pursue those things that you can see with your eyes.
他们盼望神能够多多的祝福他们。
They hope that God will bless them abundantly.
他们在一起的都是想说，那么我们的孩子将来上什么学校呢？
And when they gather together, they talk about which school their children will attend.
他们在一起的就是讲到说他们的工资到底有多少。
When they get together, they talk about how much their salaries are.
他们在一起就是说他们在属灵上他们不肯往前去。
Spiritually, they refuse to walk forward.
你进到他们中间相当的混乱。
When you come to their midst, they are very chaotic.
你说如果像这种放春假的时候，恐怕很多人就不来了。
And especially during the spring break time, not many people will show up for the gatherings.
进到聚会里，他们常常没有规矩的。
When they come into the meetings, there's no manner.
圣经上在这个薄饼聚会里，他们都没有规矩的。
Even before the Lord's table, they have no manner.
可能他们头发都没有梳的。
Maybe they didn't even comb their hair.
早晨起来也没有换衣服就来了。
They didn't even change their clothes when they get up this morning.
你进他们家，你看见他们中间好像很随便的。
And they, when you enter into their midst, they're very careless.
就是他们钱财的奉献，他们的这个奉献与他们所蒙的恩实在是很不相称。
Even in terms of their offering to God, it is not comparable to the blessing which they have received.
你说在他们中间爱宴的时候，非常稀奇的。
And when you join their love feast, you will be amazed.
如果你多带的话，你就多吃。
If you bring more food, then you will eat more.
如果你带的少，你就少吃。
If you bring less, then you eat less.
如果你没带，你就别吃。
If you didn't bring any food, then don't eat at all.
你就看着别人吃。
You would just watch other people eat.
弟兄姊妹，如果你进到这样的一般的弟兄姊妹中间
，Brothers and sisters, if you enter into the midst of such kind of brothers and sisters,
你知道他们实在是远离了父神的旨意。
You know that these are people who have distanced themselves from the God.
神的见证在他们中间你看不到的。
You cannot see the testimony of God.
他们虽然在那里特别的有很多是用他们的恩赐，他们夸他们的口才，夸他们的这个方言。
Even though they can boast about their eloquence and their spiritual gifts,
在他们聚会是混乱的。
Yet their gathering is in a mess.
他们有很多小的团体。
There are many groupies among them.
这个很多的这个分这个结党的事情。
There are many divisions among them.
他们中间嫉妒纷争。
And they're filled with jealousies with one another.
我觉得这话应该说在这个。在哥林多的教会弟兄姊妹。
So I believe such stern words should be directed to the brothers and sisters at Corinth.
他们实在是远离了父神的旨意。
Because they have indeed distanced themselves from the Father's will.
他们在属灵上是婴孩。
They are spiritual babies.
他们把所蒙的恩当作放纵情欲的机会。
And they take the grace that they have received as an opportunity to for their lust.
在他们中间，你好像看不见主耶稣基督的见证。
You cannot see the testimony of Jesus Christ among them.
神的旨意是盼望我们生命能够长大。
Because God's desire is for us to grow.
父神的旨意盼望我们都像他的儿子。
The Father's will is for us to be like His Son.
但他们实在是远离了父神的旨意。
Yet they are so distant away from the Father's will.
可是这话却非常重地说在这个加拉太的教会的弟兄姊妹中间。
Yet Paul has used very stern words to the brothers and sisters at Galatia.
如果你去在加拉太的聚会，就完全不一样。
If you go to the gatherings in Galatia, they are completely different.
在他们中间可不是随随便便的。
And they are not careless when they gather.
在他们中间都是规规矩矩的。
And they have a full manner.
恐怕这个聚会很少有人迟到的。
Probably that not many people will be late for the gathering.
他们的奉献都是严格十分之一的。
And they will strictly obey the 10%
tithing. 可能都计算到小数点后面去了。
Maybe they even calculate to the decimal point.
因为你在他们中间，你发现那真的是有摆上的。
When you are amongst them, you find that they truly give all they have.
如果说这个，如果说一个是这个，如果说你要成为属灵的人，每一次来聚会带两个菜的话。
If you want to be the Father's will,
我知道父的旨意是让我们这些蒙恩得救的生命要长大的。
If you do know that Father's will is for all of us to grow into His maturity,
还有一个更深更毒的诡计。
Then He has an even more evil device.
他让你偏离属灵的道路。
He wants you to depart from the spiritual way.
这个有的时候我们
to stray away from the
Gospel. 有的时候我跟我太太一出去，我们开车哈，我们看见一个路口，我们在聊天，我们就拐出去了。
And once when my wife and I were driving somewhere, we were talking amongst ourselves, so we saw an exit, and we just took the exit.
我们开了一段时间，我们说大概应该到哪儿了。
After driving for a while, we say we should be at a certain place.
然后我们因为那地方没有去过，所以我们拿出地图来就找。
And because we had never been there before, so we took out the map to look for it.
我们发现我们经过的每个地方地图上都没有。
And we found out that all the places that mentioned that we have traveled is not mentioned in the map.
我说怎么回事？我说这个地图怎么改成这么多？不是改一个半个，全都改掉了。
I said, how come the map is so different and it changed so much?
后来我们才意识到说我们整个的路就走错了。
Then we realized we have entirely took the wrong route.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌非常的诡诈。
Brother and sister, our enemy is very crafty.
你可以非常的努力。
You can strive to pursue the Lord.
你非常觉得自己非常敬虔。
You can become godly.
你可能觉得自己付上了巨大的代价。
You can even pay a great price.
但是你越是这样的努力，你发现你离父神的旨意越远。
But the more effort you give, you find that you are farther away from God's will.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心愿是要朝着父神旨意去的。
Our heart desire is to go towards the will of the Father.
你看，在加拉太的弟兄姊妹，他们真的是盼望在属灵生命上能够长大的。
You see, the brothers and sisters in Galatia, they truly want their life to grow.
但是他们觉着可以走一条捷径的道路。
And yet now they have learned a easier way.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌知道我们人的软弱。
Brother and sister, our enemy knows our weaknesses.
我们人很喜欢快乐。
We want to be quick.
我们在这儿美国的时候，我们更是这样，我们都是吃快餐的。
And in America, especially, we all like fast food.
稍微慢一点都不可以的。
We cannot even wait just for a little bit.
所以我们就看出这个队太长了，我们就换一个队。
If we see a line is too long, we change to another line.
最后换来换去，最后还是最后一个。
And after you change to several lines, you're still the last one.
我们根本等不起的。
We cannot wait.
弟兄姊妹，人真的是有这个很大的软弱。
We have such weakness with men.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在家庭里面有多少的争吵，就因为对方软，就是慢了一下。
And there are so many quarrels in the family just because the other person was a little bit slower.
他理解你的话慢了一点点。
They were a little bit slower at understanding your words.
他的动作比你想象的慢了一点点。
And they move a little bit slower than you have required.
其实我告诉你，慢的人他心里更着急的。
But you know those people who are slower, they're more anxious in their heart.
弟兄姊妹，你看见人真的有这个软弱。
But you see, men truly have this weakness.
如果主告诉我们说，我们要深深的挖地。
If the Lord tells us that we need to dig down deeper,
你要把你的房子盖在磐石的上面。
You need to build your house upon the rock.
你说这要挖到什么时候？
You ask the Lord, how long do I have to dig?
你说我还要进窄门。
You say I still need to enter the narrow gate.
我已经努力太久都进不去的。
I have already paid so much effort, I can't even enter into the narrow gate.
现在有福音了。
Now we hear a glad tidings.
不需要挖地了。
We no longer have to dig.
也不需要进窄门了。
We don't need to go through the narrow gate.
现在有一个福音。
Here we have another gospel.
我告诉你，只要你每天读四章圣经。
I tell you, if you just read four chapters each day.
早中晚三次祷告。
And pray three times a day, morning, noon, and evening.
尽量参加聚会。
And attend all the meetings available.
然后你再跟几个人传份福音。
And then you share the gospel to several people.
可以了。
Then it is enough.
你已经够属灵了。
Then you are spiritual.
你就发现你的属灵就是这个与日俱增啊。
You will find that your spirituality will continue to increase.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这些这个加拉太人，他们这个中了仇敌的诡计。
The brothers, brothers and sisters in Galatia have fallen to the trap of the enemy.
不是读经不好。
It is not that it's not good to read the Bible.
不是聚会有问题啊。
There's no problem at attending the gatherings.
但是读经，我们来聚会不是让我们增加我们属灵的 credit， 不是让我们觉得我们自己属灵。
And but to read the Bible or come to the meetings is not to increase our spiritual credits.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人有这个软弱。
But you see, men have this weakness.
而且人还有另外一个软弱。
They also have another kind of weakness.
人总是觉得可以做点什么事情。
They always feel that they can do something.
当然，我们信主的时候，我们绝对做不了的。
Of course, in believing in Jesus Christ, there's nothing we can do.
因为我们没有办法付清我们的罪债的。
Because we cannot pay up our debt.
我们必须来到主耶稣基督的面前。
We must come before Jesus Christ.
我们必须相信主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血，为我们舍命。
We must believe that Jesus Christ has shed his blood on the cross.
只有主耶稣能救我们。
Only Jesus can save us.
我们自己的行为都好像破烂的衣裳一样。
All our deeds and works are just like filthy rags. 我们
最好的意义也不能够救我们。
Our most righteous deed cannot even save us.
所以我们信主是百分之百靠着主耶稣基督的。
So to believe in Jesus Christ, we have to rely upon the Lord 100%.
但是我们蒙恩得救了。
But now that we are saved,
主的爱充满了我。
The love of God has filled us.
我当然愿意为主而活。
Of course, I want to live for Him.
弟兄姊妹，现在你发现仇敌就来引诱我们了。
Brother and sister, now the enemy come to tempt us.
你就努力一下。
All you had to do is do a little bit more.
越努力，你越属灵。
The more you do, the more spiritual you become.
你越吃着苦多，你越属灵。
And the more you labor, the more spiritual you'll become.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌晓得他做的是什么。
Brother and sister, the enemy knows what he is doing.
他让你在那里觉得自己属灵的时候，正是你特别远离父神旨意的时候。
He knows that whenever you feel that you are spiritual, that's the time you are far away from God's will.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌太诡诈了。
Brother and sister, he is so crafty.
如果我生活随随便便。
If I live carelessly,
也不关心父神的旨意。
If I do not care about Father's will,
也不想生命长大。
If I do not even consider anything about spiritual growth,
至少我知道我的光景是不对的。
At least I know my condition is wrong.
但是现在我很追求啊。
But now I pursue after the Lord.
我非常的摆上啊。
I really put out a lot of effort.
但是我在不知不觉中，我离父神的旨意越来越远。
But unknowingly, I have stray away from the will of God.
使徒保罗告诉他们说什么是福音。
Paul tells them what is the gospel.
说是基督的福音。
It is the gospel of Christ.
很稀奇。
It's amazing.
在罗马书里面。
In the book of Romans.
这里说到神的福音。
It talks about the gospel of God.
这里说到基督的福音。
But here he mentioned about the gospel of Christ.
你说这有什么分别吗？
He said, is there any difference?
没有任何的分别。
There's no difference.
在罗马书里给我们看见福音的真理。
In Romans, we find the truth of the gospel.
福音全备的道理、真理都告诉了我们。
Romans has tells us the complete gospel.
但这里面特别告诉我们一件事。
But here it especially mentions one thing.
告诉我们福音的本质。
It tells us the nature of the gospel.
福音的本质是什么呢？
What is the nature of the gospel?
福音的本质乃是基督。
The nature of the gospel is Christ.
这个福音不仅是使你得救的福音。
And this gospel not only allow you to be saved.
这个福音也是你生命长大的福音。
And this is also the gospel that enables your spiritual life to grow.
这个福音也是你进入荣耀里的福音。
This is the gospel that enables you to enter into His
glory. 你得救的时候是靠着基督。
You are saved by Christ.
你生命长大也必须靠着基督。
You also grow by Christ.
你进到荣耀里还是靠着基督。
You enter into the glory by Christ.
这里面特别给我们看见这福音的本质。
Here especially show us the nature of gospel.
这个福音就是基督。
And this gospel is of Christ.
都在基督的里面。
It is all within Christ.
弟兄姊妹，神不是把许许多多的事物赐给我们。
Brother and sister, God did not give us many things.
好像给我们一些的赦免。
He did not just give us some forgiveness. Or give us something called sanctification. Or give us something called sanctification. Or give us something called glorification.
弟兄姊妹，神乃是把这一切都在基督里面赐给了我们。
But God has given all this to us in Christ.
你摸着基督就摸着了赦免。
If you have touched Christ, you have received forgiveness.
你没摸着主，你就没有摸不着那个赦免。
If you have not touched Christ, then you have not touched
the forgiveness. 虽然我们口里面是这样的说了。
Even though we can say these things without mouth,
我们可以照着公式把它办成了。
And we can do, follow all these things through as a formula.
如果我们没有摸着主。
Yet if we have not touched Christ,
弟兄姊妹，我们享受不到那个赦免的实际。
Then we cannot enjoy the reality of forgiveness.
我们有这样的一种的道理。
We can receive such kind of teaching.
只有基督上我们摸着那个实际。
But only Christ can bring us into the reality.
使徒保罗这里面看见他们真的偏离了父神的旨意。
Paul here has seen that they have been astray from the will of God.
偏离了那借着基督之恩召他们的。
They have strayed away from the God who had called them by His grace.
那根本就不是福音。
That is not a gospel.
让他们与父神的旨意越走越远。
They had walked further and further away from God's will.
弟兄姊妹，当使徒保罗这样的来讲的时候
，When Paul mentioned this way,
他说什么
？What did he say？
我现在是要讨人的喜悦呢，还是要讨神的喜悦
？Am I seeking to please men or to please God？
虽然我这样讲的时候，你们把我当成敌人。
Even though when I mention such a way, you will consider me as your enemy.
我们在主里面这样的摆上，你一点好像都不讲几句好话。
You did not command us for any of our labors.
连一点点的鼓励的话都没有。
You did not even encourage us.
讲这么严重的话。
And you scolded us with such strong words.
凡在律法之下的，凡是与律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。
Anything that is according to the law is accursed.
弟兄姊妹，当这里面使徒保罗在写的时候，他说：“我现在我不是在讨人的喜悦。”
Paul, when he said, "I'm writing all these not to seek the favor of men."
如果我仍旧讨人的喜悦，我就不是基督的仆人。
If I'm still seeking the favor of men, then I am no longer a bond servant of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战，实在说，在我们每一个弟兄姊妹身上，在每一次我们聚会当中，常常在那里发生的。
Brothers and sisters, such kind of battle often occurred in our midst, even when we gather.
仇敌只有一个目的。
The enemy has only one purpose.
就让我们远离父神的旨意。
Is to cause us to stray away from the Father's will.
让我们在基督以外有所追求。
It is cause us to pursue something outside of Christ.
让我们在基督以外有所依靠。
To rely upon something outside of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们这里看见使徒保罗，他里面有一个祭邪的灵。
And brothers and sisters, we see that Paul has a zealous spirit.
他们看见这些弟兄姊妹，他们走偏了道路。
When he see these brothers and sisters have walk astray from God's way,
他告诉他们说：“我从前跟你们一样的。”
He told them, "I was once like you."
我从前在这个犹太教里面比许多人都有长进的。
When I was in my former traditions, I have more growth than all my contemporaries.
他没有这样讲，但是实际上，你看见使徒保罗说：“我要遵守律法，比你们现在遵守律法不知要强多少倍了。”
If I want to be obedient to the law, I will be much stronger than you are.
我是法利赛人中的法利赛人呢。
I am the Pharisees of all Pharisees.
就是律法的义来讲，都无可指摘了。
Even according to the law, you cannot find any falsehood in me.
但你看我离父神的旨意有多远呢
？But you find that I am so far away from the will of God.
我在那里残害逼迫神的教会。
For I have been persecuting the church of God.
哪里有主耶稣的见证，我就到哪里去迫害。
Wherever there is the testimony of Jesus Christ, there I will go persecute them.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得在加拉太的聚会应该是很好的。
Brothers and sisters, we think that the church in Galatia should be very good.
大家都这么规规矩矩的。
And everyone followed the Lord with such formalism. And they have strict offerings to God. They ought to have the testimony of Christ. But when you read to the latter part of the letter, you find that they have been hurting one another. This is amazing.
为什么?
Why is it?
为什么这些这个这些这些这些这些以这个犹太背景的人就这么容易就让神的百姓就这么偏差出去呢
？Why is it so easily for these people with a Judaism background to cause them to stray away?
他们不是受使徒保罗栽培的吗
？Weren't they built up by Paul?
他们从使徒保罗领受了神全备的福音。
Haven't they received a complete gospel from Paul?
他们了解十字架的真理。
They know the truth about the cross.
那为什么这些犹太背景的人这一下引诱他们就这么快就离开了呢
？Why is it they're so easily tempted away by these people?
因为不仅仅人的肉体有自己有许多软弱。
Not only men has a lot of weaknesses in their body.
而且我们知道，在我们追求的主的路上，我们有些观念是不清楚的。
We also know that there's some concept that is confusing to us as we pursue after the Lord.
因为这些人他们盼望他们以律法来代替恩典。
These people want them to substitute grace with the law.
他们用他们的行为来代替信心。
And to substitute their faith with their deeds.
用他们自己的劳苦、他们的吃苦、这个努力来代替基督。
And to substitute Christ with their own efforts.
他们对于什么是律法，什么是行为，什么是肉体，他们不清楚。
These brand sisters are very unclear about what is the law, what is the flesh, and what is the works.
他们不晓得律法的功用是什么。
They do not know the function of the law.
律法是圣洁，是公义，是良善的。
The law it is. The law is good. It is holy, and it,
律法是有用的。
And the law is effective.
主耶稣来并没有废掉律法。
Jesus did not come to forfeit the law.
他乃是成全律法。
But he came to complete the law.
弟兄姊妹，这个律法好像镜子一样。
Brand sister, the law is like a mirror.
我脸上有了泥巴。
If I have dirt on my face,
那么这个律法就告诉我说我脸上有泥巴。
The law would tell me that there is dirt on my face.
但是这个律法这个镜子不能把我脸上的泥巴洗掉的。
But the law as a mirror cannot wash away the dirt that's on my face.
它只能定罪我。
It can only condemn me.
它只能告诉我我的软弱。
It can only tell me my weakness.
告诉我哪个地方错了，哪个地方这个不对。
It can only tell me in which regard I have sinned, I have been wrong.
但是律法却不能帮助我能够过一个圣洁的生活。
Yet the law cannot help me to lead a holy life.
律法有它的功用。
The law definitely has its function.
如果你犯罪的话。
If you have sinned.
如果你偷窃的话。
If you steal something.
如果你是说谎的。
If you lied.
你是个淫乱的。
If you are adulterous.
律法在你身上就是正好用在你身上。
Then the law is effective to you.
但是律法这个光不够的。
But the light of the law is not enough.
这个律法的光只能够照出对错来。
The light of the law can only show us our mistakes.
但是律法的光不能告诉我们像不像神的儿子。
But the light of the law cannot tell us whether or not we are like the Son of God.
你知道这个有一个弟兄，他曾经他要买一个秤，买一个天平秤 balance。
You know, a brother who wants to want to purchase a balance.
因为他要称那个药片。
Because he wants to weigh the medicine pills.
那个药片一个药片是两毫克。
And the medicine pill, each one is only 2 milligrams.
那么他买的那个，他说他开始就买了一个秤。
And so in the beginning, he purchased a balance.
他到这个外面就是卖菜的地方买了一个秤。
He went out to the marketplace and purchased a balance.
你知道这个，他把这个他那个。这个盒子里所有的药片倒上去，跟那个没有药片是一样的。
And when he emptied the entire bottle of medicine pills upon that on the scale, it is no different than when he didn't put anything on it.
弟兄姊妹，律法的这个光不行的。
But sister, the light of the Lord is not enough.
今天我们所需要的是生命的光。
Today we need the light of life.
弟兄，只有这个生命的光，让我们知道是不是像主耶稣基督。
Only the light of life will show us whether or not we are like Christ.
主耶稣说：“这个凡跟从我的，就不在黑暗里行走。”
Jesus said, "Those who follow me will no longer walk in darkness."
而且要得着这生命的光。
And they will receive the light of life.
弟兄姊妹，当我们主在地上的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when our Lord was on the earth,
这些犹太人恨他，恨得牙痒啊。
The Jews hated him so much.
主耶稣就跟这些这个他自己的肉身的兄弟讲。
our Lord Jesus told his own flesh brothers,
他们不会恨你们的。
They will not hate you.
但是他们恨我。
But they hate me.
因为我指证他们所行的是恶的。
Because I point out their evil.
这些犹太人怎么行的是恶的呢？
And how can the Jews these to be evil?
你照着律法的光，他们是无可指摘的。
And according to the law of, according to the light of the law, they are blameless.
他们在人的面前表现的是完全是公义圣洁的，好像是。
Their appearances before men are righteous and just.
但是在这生命的光中。
Yet when they are under the light of law,
of 再好的
the light of light,The best deeds.
再好的，再严谨的律法。
And the strictest law.
多少的吃苦耐劳。
And all the efforts they had placed in.
若不向神，都是恶的。
If none of them are like God, then it is evil.
所以主耶稣在马太第七章就告诉我们说，当有一天人来到主耶稣面前说：“主啊，主啊，我们奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名传道，奉你的名行许多的异能。”
And so in Matthew 7, Jesus mentioned that one day there will be people who come before him and say, Lord, Lord, we have done all these things in your name.
但是主说，我不认识你们。
Yet the Lord tells them, I do not know you.
你们这些作恶的人啊。
You evildoers.
弟兄姊妹，我们读的时候，你觉着怎么是作恶的人呢？
Brothers and sisters, as you read the scriptures, how can they be?
不仅如此，他们还不大清楚这个行为在整个基督徒生命中的地位。
And they also do not know the position of deeds.
我现在蒙恩得救了。
Now that I am saved.
我当然要有好的行为。
Of course, I need to have good deeds.
我当然我的行为要和从前不一样。
My deeds and works shall be different than before.
我怎样能过一个基督徒生活呢？
How do I lead a Christian life?
我怎样能够表现的像个基督徒的样子呢？
How can I live out to be like Christians?
不是说你们的好行为显在人面前，众人就将荣耀归给神吗？
Then Jesus said that your good works shall appear before men, so that they can give glory to me.
就弟兄姊妹，你这有一般神的儿女，就是他们说他们就不要行为。
Brother and sister, you know that there are some Christians that they would not consider anything about works.
他们说这个行为都是不好的。
They say all works are bad.
我们单单靠恩典。
We only rely upon grace.
我们单靠主耶稣基督。
We only rely upon Jesus Christ.
行为我们根本就不看的。
We will not consider anything about the works.
这个行为也是有地位的。
Brother and sister, works also has its position.
但是这个行为是跟信心并行的。
But works should accompany with faith.
如果我们真的有信心的话，
If we truly have faith,
我们真的活在信心里面，
We truly live in faith,
信心有信心的行为的，
Then there is the works of faith.
我们读雅各书，我们都知道这句话。
We read James, we all know this verse.
没有行为的信心是死的。
A faith without works is dead.
实际上倒过来也是一样的。
And vice versa is true.
没有信心的行为也是死的。
Works without faith is also dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说我们这个不要行为。
Brother and sister, it's not that we denounce any works.
我们不是不要行为，弟兄姊妹。
It is not that we don't want to have any works.
神的话语里面从来没说不要行为。
Jesus never said in his words that we should ignore.
但神所要的是那个信心的行为。
But what God desires is the works with faith.
不是没有信心的行为。
It is not works without faith.
所以他们对这件事不是很清楚。
And so they're unclear about this issue.
所以他们就活在这个行为的里面。
Therefore, they continue to live in works.
他们靠他们的行为在那里，在神面前正在那努力。
They strive before God with their works.
他们也不认识肉体。
They also do not know about their flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们人的肉体有这个放纵的一面。
Brother and sister, there is an indulgent side about our flesh.
我们肉体真的有放纵的一面。
Truly, we have this side of indulgence.
但是我们的肉体也有规规矩矩的一面。
But there is also another side of the flesh which.
我们觉着这个放纵的这个肉体是被定罪的。
We considered the indulgent side of flesh is something to be condemned.
我现在是规规矩矩。
But now I have this good side of flesh
that's obedient to the law.
even the lawful side of flesh needs to be removed.
所以这里面我们看见说，因着这个在加拉太弟兄姊妹中间，他们有这些的认识上的不清楚。
And because they are unclear about these issues,
所以他们就离开了这个父神的旨意。
The brothers and sisters in Galatia have strayed away from God's will.
他们从了另外的福音。
They followed a different gospel.
他们要把基督的福音给更改了。
They want to change the gospel of Christ.
他们在基督以外有所依靠。
And they rely upon something other than the gospel of Christ.
他们在基督以外有所拯救。
They found the salvation outside of the gospel of Christ.
他们盼望很快的就属灵。
They want to become a spiritual quickly.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见使徒保罗告诉他们说，福音的本质乃是基督。
Paul tells them the nature of gospel is Christ.
一切都在基督的里面。
Everything is within Christ.
一切都靠着基督。
Everything is upon Christ.
基督乃是福音的本质。
And Christ is the nature of the gospel.
如果福音的本质是基督的话，
If the nature of gospel is Christ,
那我们怎样的来追求属灵呢？
Then how do we pursue spirituality?
我们怎样来走这条属灵的道路呢？
How do we walk the spiritual way?
这就是这个加拉太书所告诉我们的。
And this is what the letter of Galatians tells us.
加拉太书实在太宝贵了。
Brother sister, the letter of Galatia is very precious.
虽然我不能把它讲得很清楚。
Even though I cannot express it very clearly.
但是弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见说，这一条的路实在是这里所指出来的，乃是我们能够达到成熟，能够生命长大的唯一的一条道路。
But here it points out to us the only way to our spiritual maturity.
那么头一件事就在第一章里所告诉我们的。
First of all is found in chapter 1.
他在第十一节
Chapter 1 verse 11，
十一节和十二节，他说，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Chapter 1 verse 11 and 12.But I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to men, for I neither receive it from men, nor was I taught it, but I receive it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里面告诉我们，如果我们要走上属灵的道路，
Here it tells us if we want to walk on the spiritual way,
如果我们要追求生命长大，
if we want to pursue growth in our spiritual life,
头一件事就是认识主。
The first thing is to know the Lord.
就是启示。
And which is revelation.
或者说我们看见主。
Or to see that we have a seeing of Christ.
所有的一切的根基都在乎我们对主的认识。
Friend, sister, all the basis of everything is upon our knowledge of Christ.
你认识你独一的真神和你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
If you know the only God, Jesus Christ who was sent, then this is salvation.
我们的生命的成长完全取决于我们对主的认识。
The advancement of our spiritual life is dependent upon our knowledge of Christ.
这一个启示是革命性的。
And this revelation is revolutionary.
对，这是 revolution， 不是 evolution， 不是进化的，是革命性的。
This revelation does not come from evolution, but it's revolutionary.
它带给人生命一个可以说革命性的改变。
It will bring a revolutionary change to your life.
使徒保罗说：“你看看这一个启示临到我的时候。”
Apostle Paul says, "When this revelation came to me,
我整个的生命都改变了。
My entire life has been changed.
我从前是怎样的残害逼迫神的教会。
Formerly, I persecuted the Church of God.
你发现今天人因着我的缘故归荣耀给神。
But today, men give glory to God because of me.
他今天传扬他从前所残害的真道。
And today he preached the way which he formerly persecuted.
他说这不是从人来的。
He said that this is not come from man.
也不是人教导我的。
This is not taught by man.
人也没有加增我什么。
Man did not add anything to me.
我不谎言呐。
I did not lie.
我并没有到耶路撒冷去啊。
I did not go to Jerusalem.
我蒙恩得救的时候就没有马上就去参加特会的。
After my salvation, I did not immediately join any kind of special conference.
弟兄姊妹，他说他得救的时候乃是到亚拉伯去了。
And when after he was saved, he went into Arabia.
弟兄姊妹，是耶稣基督的启示在他的里面。
Friend, sister, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ in him.
我们都知道那是在大马色的路上主遇见了他。
We know that he was. He said, "This is most difficult to explain."
你再讲下去，我们一定睡觉的。
If you continue to talk about this, we will all fall asleep.
每一次讲到启示的时候
，Before I was born,
还没生出来，神就把他分别出来了。
Before he was born, God has set him apart.
弟兄们蒙神的拣选，我们也蒙了神的拣选。
How he has been elected by God, we have all.
主什么时候施恩召他呢？
When did God call him through his grace?
是不是在他刚生出来就召的路上？
We know that it was on the way to
on
his way to Damascus.
这一个保罗，当时扫罗他已经生活了三十，可能有30年或者30多年了。
We think that by then Paul was already in his 30s.
在神恩典的里面。
But in God's grace.
在他所认为最合适的时候，他就召了他。
In the most appropriate time deemed by God, he has called him.
为什么要在这个时间召他呢
？Why did God call him at this time？
使徒保罗这是恩典。
Paul said this is grace。
因为借着他自己在生命中的这些的经历
，because through all his life experiences，
他知道自己是何等的软弱。
He knew that he was such a weak man。
弟兄姊妹，这是神极大的恩典。
Friend, sister, this is God's tremendous grace.
这一个光要照进我们的里面。
This same light shall shine into our
hearts. 我们要在神的光中看见自己是何等的软弱。
And in His light, we should know that we are also weak.
我想这个使徒保罗他的犹太教里的情形，我们可能不是很了解。
We probably do not understand clearly about Paul's position in Judaism.
如果弟兄姊妹原谅我，我用一点点的时间讲我一点点个人的经历。
But sister, please forgive me. I will use my own experience to explain.
讲一点我一点点失败的经历。
I will share with you my experience.
不是我的经历比使徒保罗还高，不是。
It's not that my experience is higher than that of Paul.
我想可能因着我们，我记得那个时候我这个这个蒙恩得救以后，主特别的怜悯我，让我有点追求。
I know that after I was saved by God's mercy, He allowed me to pursue after Him.
那么那个时候，我们就想说，那么要想爱主的话，那至少要参加伯饼聚会的。
At that time, I thought if I want to love the Lord, then I would need to attend the Lord's table meeting.
那么弟兄们就说，不仅要参加伯饼聚会，还要祷告的。
And the brother sister said that you not only attend a meeting, you also need to pray.
可是那个时候刚刚得救，根本就这口张不开的。
But at that time, I was just barely, I was just newly saved, so I couldn't even open my mouth.
我说等到我张口的时候，都不知道多少年以后的事情了。
I said, I don't know how many years later then I will be able to open my mouth.
这得多久的事情
？I had to pursue after him for many years.
那么他说没关系，我教你的。
Then the brother said, "It's okay, let me teach you."
这有一个很快的道路。
Here is a easier way.
我说那有什么很快的道路
？Here's a fast way. He says, one stands over him.
我说我连站起来的胆量都没有。
I said, I don't even have the guts to stand up.
他说我跟你一起站起来好不好
？He says, let me stand up with you.
所以他就每一次这个等到这个，他看我这好像要祷告的样子，把我就提了起来。
And so every time he would look at me, when he sees that I wanted to pray, then he would just help me to stand up.
你见过几次以后，我胆量就起来了。
So after reading the hymns, the hymnals, I gained my courage.
不仅我自己起来，我还把别人也叫起来了。
Not only I was able to stand up, I also called other people to stand up.
你说我每一次站起来这念的时候，我都觉得我属灵了一次。
Each time when I stand up to read something out of the hymns, then I felt that I had become more spiritual.
后来他说，如果你真的还要属灵的话，你一定要参加特会的。
Later on, he told me, if you want to be more spiritual, you need to attend special conference.
那个时候特会是在加州的，是在很远的地方的。
At that time, the conference are all held in California, which is far away.
学生我们钱很少，但是这个没有关系，为了要属灵，这个就摆上去了。
But as students, we don't have much money, but because we want to be spiritual, so we will pay the cost.
我真的是去了。
I really attend the conference.
我记得我从这个特会回来的时候。
I remember when I returned from the conference.
弟兄们说，去过特会都站起来。
In the meeting, the brother said, "Those who attend the conference, stand up."
哎呀，站起来真的是觉得属灵啊。
So I stood up and I felt very spiritual.
那么，而且呢，那个时候觉得说，这个圣经这个全都明白了。
At that time, I felt that I understood the Bible completely.
有什么是我们不明白的
？Is there anything else that I don't understand?
有什么是我们不懂的
？Is there anything else that I do not know?
那么后来，你知道，借着一些环境，后来这个主把我就带离开了那个聚会。
Later on, through some circumstances, God has led me out of that assembly.
那么那个离开的时候，那么弟兄就跟我说，你无论走到哪里。
And when I left, the brother told me,
因为
any richness outside of our assembly.
我在这个休斯顿许多你看着像样的这个聚会地方我都去过。
I have attended all the gatherings that I can find in Houston.
我觉得这话真对。
I think his words are very accurate.
因为主日聚会我竟然睡觉。
Because I actually fell asleep on Sunday meetings.
其实我主日聚会我从来不睡觉的。
I never fell asleep before.
所以我觉得真的是我真的是天上启示都有了。
And at that time, I felt that I had received all the heavenly revelations.
那么有一次，那么有弟兄把我带到一个阁楼上，我们参加聚会。
And then once a brother led us to an upper room, and that we attended meeting there.
当我进到聚会里的时候
，When I enter into the meeting,
我就觉着说，我什么都不懂。
I felt that I do not know anything.
主的同在充满在聚会里。
God's presence filled and only about. I really want to find a crack and hide myself.
我从来没有听过这样的祷告。
I have never heard such kind of prayers.
我听的祷告都是人家念出来的。
Because all the prayers I heard formerly are read from a hymnal or verse.
我看见这里有一班在灵和真里面的那里敬拜神的人。
But here I find there's a group of people who worship God in truth and in spirit.
那天主的光照进我的里面。
That day, God's light shined into my heart.
真的什么都不懂。
Truly, I felt I did not know anything.
我记得那个时候，我就去参加这个林德康顿弟兄的这个一个特会。
I remember I joined a conference with Brother Dana Condon.
那一次，我们的弟兄的负担是给出信讲这个神的智慧。
At that time, our brother's burden was to share with the newly believer.
我坐在底下，我因着神圣灵的感动，我一直的流泪，一直的流泪。
But because of the moving of the Holy Spirit, I continue to shed tears.
但是我就一句听不懂。
And yet I did not understand a word that he was saying.
我说弟兄在讲什么？
I said, what are you talking about, brother?
因为他在从四福音书里来讲主耶稣基督。
Because he was talking about Jesus Christ from the four Gospels.
我连四福音一个页都还没读过了。
I have not even read any pages of the four Gospels.
但是在我的里面，我觉着我全天下所有的丰富都有了。
And yet in me, I felt that I possessed the fullness of the entire world.
那个时候真的知道什么叫做瞎眼呢？
At that time, I truly understood what does it mean to be blinded.
我真的感谢神的恩典。
I thank God for His grace.
弟兄姊妹，神的恩典让我们看见自己是何等的眼瞎呢？
Because God's grace allow us to see our own blindness.
使徒保罗那一天他知道他是瞎眼。
Apostle Paul that day knew that he was blind.
他以为他在侍奉神。
He thought that he was serving God.
他在实际上他那里残害逼迫神的教会。
Yet he was in reality persecuting the church of God.
弟兄姊妹，人不能加增什么。
Brother and sister, man cannot add anything for us.
不是人的行为。
It is not by the works of man.
是主的主权。
It is by the sovereignty of God.
是他的恩典。
It is by His grace.
当他去这个阿拉伯旷野的时候
，When he went into the desert of Arabia，
当他在那里默想主话语的时候
，As he meditated upon the words of God，
神的圣灵把这位神的儿子越过越丰富的启示在他的里面。
God's Holy Spirit had revealed the Son of God to him more and more。
后来他回到大马色，在那里传福音的时候
，Later on he returned back to Damascus to preach the gospel。
真的知道这位耶稣基督。这位耶稣就是基督啊
！He truly know that this Jesus is indeed the Christ.
他真的是拯救者呀
！He is the Savior.
当他彼得里面的那个启示更加的确定
，and yet Peter confirmed
更加的
这个
明亮起来
，and the revelation has become brighter. 更加的丰富起来 ，it has become enriched.
我相信彼得一定告诉他说他们在海边这个捕鱼的事情。
I'm sure Peter told them aboutThe incidents as they catch fish by the water.
这个被钉在十字架上的光景。
Peter probably described to him the scene of Jesus' crucifixion.
他越听越知道这就是神的儿子。
The more he heard about these events, he knew clearly that Jesus is
the Son of God. 主的兄弟雅各告诉他说，主耶稣在那隐藏了三十年的生活。
The Lord's brother James told him about the life of Jesus in those hidden 30 years.
在那三十年里面，他看见那个荣耀。
In the 30 years, he has seen, when you read James daily, watched how he lived.
看他怎样经过艰难。
How he endured difficulties.
使徒保罗，他里面看见说，这个位神的儿子 就是在大马色路上神主给他的启示。
Apostle Paul knew that this Son of God is the one who gave him the great revelation on the way to Damascus. His life entirely changed.
一个这样看见主耶稣基督的人。
And a man who has seen Jesus this way.
人都将荣耀归给神。
A man has given glory to God.
不是将荣耀归给保罗。
Man did not give glory to Paul.
实在是主改变了他。
But it's because God has changed Paul.
因着主耶稣基督的启示。
By the revelation of Jesus Christ.
让他出黑暗入光明。
That he has departed from darkness into light, and he has turned himself from the reign of Satan into God.
这是属灵的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual way.
我们都被拣选了。
We have all been elected.
神今天在他恩典里面来光照我们。
Today, by God and His grace, that He has enlightened us. Unless
we 乐意施恩典，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, He desires to give grace.
他乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
He desires to reveal His Son into our hearts.
我们读经不是为了让我们自己表现属灵。
We read the Bible not to be appear as spiritual.
我们来聚会不是表现我们自己。
We come to the meeting not to express ourselves.
我们和弟兄姊妹交通，乃是让主借着这样的机会，把他的儿子更多的启示在我们的里面。
We fellowship with brothers and sisters so that God can reveal His Son to us even more.
这是属灵的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual way.
虽然有的时候我们可能觉得非常的这个，觉得好像不容易听进去。
Maybe sometimes these words are difficult to accept.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是唯一的一条道路。
But brother and sister, this is the only way.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们感谢你为我们的罪舍己。
We thank you for giving up your life for us.
救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
To save us from this evil age.
你要让我们都行在父神的旨意的里面。
You want all of us to walk in the will of our Father.
我们感谢你，你乐意施恩典。
We thank you for your desire to give us your grace.
你在母腹里就把我们都分别了出来。
You have set us apart even in our mother's womb.
把儿子启示在我们的里面。
You have revealed the Son to us.
好让我们能够成为一般遵行神旨意的人。
So that we can be people who follow the will of God.
愿你的旨意成就在我们的身上。
Lord, may your will be accomplished in us.
把那赐人智慧启示的灵多多的赐给我们。
Give us the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
让我们认识神的儿子。
So that we may know the Son of God.
让我们在基督以外没有寻求。
That we will have no other pursuit outside of Christ.
让我们单单寻求基督。
That we will only pursue Christ.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.